Drivers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the line with us this morning. Morning, Pat.
How are you?
Great. So as we go into this final homestand here before the All-Star break, I wonder, in terms of your job, are you looking at trying to keep guys focused? You know, baseball is a long season. You've had a great run so far, but you've got six games here before we get to some time off for the guys.
Right. I mean, it's important that we understand that it's a 162-game season and we don't take breaks. I mean, we don't plan for breaks. We don't look for the finish line. You know, we play each game individually, win tonight, and worry about it later. You know what I mean? Like, you can't let the guys start looking forward. Oh, I got a break coming in 5 days. It's just, hey, get ready to play tonight. This is part of your job. If you want to be in the major leagues, this is part of what you do.
So what are you going to do, Skip, during your time off? Are you a guy that travels down to Cancun for a couple of days or hits up Vegas or you stay at home?
Yeah, both of those sound like something, Murph. We haven't had a lot of time together, Murph, but I don't see that in your future.
No, that's neither of those places. I do like Vegas for different reasons, but not the obvious ones, I guess. But I think I'll be staying right here in Milwaukee. One of my kids is coming to visit. And, that's good enough for me.
So we're past the mathematical half point of the season, Skip, but 53-38 are the Brewers here as you head up on the All-Star break. Just assess where this team is at, in your opinion.
Well, we're on the track, you know. We're moving forward. There's always places to improve. The record doesn't indicate what this team has done. I mean, nobody expected this team to be any good. You know, we traded Corbin. We cut the budget and, we didn't really go out and sign free agents or things like that. We just did what we do. Front office has done an incredible job of giving us enough firepower in terms of, like, the right people. And while we don't spend a lot of money on it, we represent, and it's all about people. And they've done it, giving us those guys, and these guys have put it together. And I think we're in a spot that everybody's envious of, because we're playing with a chip on our shoulders that other people look at us and go, wow, how do they do it? And it's a credit to the players. You know, it's a credit to how they go about it. It's a credit to what they're interested in. They're hungry and they want to win. So I think the community ought to look at that, and maybe they do. You know, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff, but I mean, they should pay attention to, in my mind, to what these guys have accomplished and how they play the game.
Well, it's interesting you said that about the younger players and all of that. I thought it was pretty cool. So Christian Yelich was in the building yesterday. He was on our midday show here on WTMJ. He was also on ESPN as well. And I want to play the soundbite for you. He talked about just the growth of a young team.
It's a really fun team to be a part of, especially when you see young players like take strides to get better. Like when you've seen their journey in the big leagues when they first come in, learn the league, learn the game, and you see them improve. It's really cool to see, and we rely on that a ton as a team, and hopefully we have a good second half.
Skip, you know who that sounds like when he says that? He sounds like you. So clearly, yes, whatever you're doing is rubbing off.
Well, I don't know about that. Christian, in his own right, is just a tremendous human. He's a tremendous leader. I mean, this guy cares about other people. It's genuine. He doesn't do it with his voice. He does it with his presence and his daily work day in and day out. That's why we are where we are. It's because our pillars, our leaders, the Christian Yelich, the Willie Adames, the Rhys Hoskins, the Contreras, the Freddie Peraltas, those guys, you know, walk the walk. You know, they come, they're not always great, but they walk the walk, and they prepare every single day, and they're teaching young guys how to do it, and they like doing that. They don't treat the young guys like they're insubordinates. They treat the young guys like they're partners. And it's a beautiful thing, man. We got people, the right people, and I think that's what you have to emphasize.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us on Brewers 360. You asked if the community notices, Skip. I can tell you, whether it's out at the ballpark or at the barbecue or wherever we're hanging out with other fans, they are talking about how much fun this team is to watch. People notice, fans notice, and hope it's a great stretch here into the break. We'll talk after it.
Thanks a million. Appreciate you guys having me on always.
You bet. 751, Mark Tauscher is up next.